My name's James Shepherd, live in Pennycook. I've been playing walking football for 2 years now.
What made you take up walking football?
I came along to Pennycook just to see what it was like, and I enjoyed it. And there was only about 6 years there at the time, which is, there's a lot more now comes. And I enjoyed it, so, and I liked the social side of it, which I think football, that's what football's about, as much as playing. You get a crack with the guys and you got a good laugh. And I'm 72 year old and I'm still kicking a ball, so I can't say any more than that. I think that's great, like.
Play for Rangers, Hearts, Hibs, Celtic or any team like that?
I played junior football for a wee while, but I played amateur football. And I played with one of the top teams in Scotland for 10 years. And they won the Scottish Cup 3 times. Scottish Amateur Cup 3 times. They were the first Lanarkshire team in 1970 to win the Scottish Amateur Cup.
Who was that?
Douglas Amateurs. Probably never heard of them. Like, but if you look up, they're on the web or the internet. Or if you look up, you'll find all their history about Douglas Amateurs.
People love to go back in time. That's why I went back in time with you, to see if you did play for Rangers, Hearts, Hibs or Celtic. That's not important. What the important part is that you're still continuing playing football, walking football, be it at that, at your age, no disrespect to your age, but it's a great thing to keep fit and, of course, an active life.
Yeah, as I say, I'm 72 year old and kept myself fit all my life. I've trained and I enjoy doing that. And I like sport. I like any kind of sport. Forby rugby, I don't play rugby because I've not got the build to play rugby. But any other sport, I like to have a go at other sports. I play golf as well. Not very well, but I play golf.
From Pennycook, of course, you've got Glen Course.
I play at West Linton Course, yeah. And I've been a member there since I retired.
I bet you've not got an award like what you did get today.
I've got a Scottish Amateur Cup medal.
In golf?
No, in golf, no. Nothing in golf. No, I'm no. I'm better at the football as I'm at golf.
Yeah, but what about today? How do you feel getting this award? Oh, the Player of the Year for walking football here in the Bain Memorial Hall in Loanhead?
I'm quite embarrassed about it, actually. It's not a thing I would expect it to happen, but it's happened, so. And I much appreciate the guys for voting for me. It's really good that I do that.
Well deserved.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether it's well deserved. You'll need to ask the guys that if it's well deserved. I've been a Hibs supporter since I was a wee boy and I always wanted to play at Easter Road, be in the Hibs team. That didn't happen because I wasn't good enough. But through walking football, I got the opportunity, through Glenn Millen, organised the guys to go and play at Easter Road at half time. I got playing at Easter Road and I was 70 year old, so that was much appreciated. It was really good to do that.
Who won?
It was a draw, actually. One each, it finished, between the two teams.
And what about Hibs?
Hibs won 2-1. They beat Livingston 2-1. Yeah. Scored late on with a header. They were drawing one each with about a minute to go, and the guy scored with a header. So they won 2-1 that night. It was a night game, like. A midweek game, yeah. There was still some grass and everything on my boots, so I took the grass off, put it in an envelope, and so my grandsons can say, my papa played at Easter Road.
I thought you were going to say you put it in the back garden and fenced it off.
No, I didn't. No, that's what I did. So my grandsons will get it. They might laugh at it, like, but it'll no matter whether they laugh at it or no.
Well, you think about it, might be the only piece of grass left.
Yeah, it might be, yeah.
You'll never forget that, and I don't think you'll forget today either. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you. Thanks very much.